Off the top, in the top spot today, Monty was talking about how he was lured in by marketing and bought the expensive water and made the bold claim that, you know what? Tastes a little bit better than your generic bottled waters.
Maybe I just have a better palate than the layperson.
And I've...
Probably.
I haven't tried this brand of water yet, but there's been times at the gas station where I'm like, ooh, this one looks nice. This is from a glacier. Let me try it.
It's in a blue... Okay. It's blue where the other bottles are typically clear.
It's water. Like, I can... There are a few that I'm like, okay, this... And it's usually by the bottle. There's some cheaper ones that you can get, and the bottle just doesn't sit right, and it falls over. And to me, that makes it taste worse, but I don't really know.
I'm just imagining some, like, Nepal man with a real rudimentary filtration system at the top of a mountain.
He's getting rainwater.
Getting my water for me. And I feel like I can taste that difference.
So we're going to put that to the test here, Justin. We are going to have the first annual... Yes.
Okay.
Once every year on the day that Harambe passed away.
Harambe.
Yeah, we're doing this for Harambe.
All right.
We're doing Justin versus water. So what we have in front of you, Justin,
should be a ham thing. He hates water.
Well, ham's here today. Yeah. We'll have some fun with ham next week. And we'll find something later on in the week with Jay. But you have 5 cups in front of you. They each have water in them. And they either have your expensive water... They have bottled water from the break room, which I guess is sourced locally. Not really sure. Or you have water fountain water from the hallway. You take a sip of those, and you have to tell me how many of those are your expensive waters.
Because there's 5 cups here.
Or 5 cups.
So
cups.
I don't even know what the math is going to be. It could all, I guess, be all 5.
They could be.
My water.
It could all be water fountain water, too.
So which one are you starting with?
I'm just laughing at this 4 here that looks like you kind of had a stroke when you wrote it.
It's hard to write on a cup with a Pilot
G207. So many squiggly lines.
That's pretty squiggly. It's like you have palsy.
Yeah, like Michael J. Fox write that one? All right. This is water number 1.
Okay.
Don't smell.
No, you There's can't no smell the water. Smell I told you in the break.
Why?
These are ground rules.
That's
you
how
cannot
you taste.
Smell the water.
How do you think you taste things?
I'm not going to
with
no
your
smell.
Tongue.
I'm not going to pick. Then why would it matter if I smelled it?
Okay, smell it. Smell it all up.
Lando farted in that one too. That's water number 1.
It's water number 1.
All right, what do you got?
This tastes like it's from the water fountain.
Okay. I'm not telling you until the end.
I need a water palate cleanser now. To, maybe some ginger.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, get you a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, bring me a Mountain Dew.
So cup 1, we're saying fountain. Cup 2?
2. Leaning back in satisfaction.
See, this doesn't have a funky aftertaste like number 1 does, so okay. I'm convinced number 1 is... water fountain. I don't know yet which bottle that's from, but I'll come back.
You're
number 3.
Wait, whoa. You have to tell me number 2.
I have to tell you number 2.
You have to tell me each one in order.
I would say right now, without knowing any of the other ones, I would say number 2 was the mid water bottle.
Okay.
Because I just didn't feel all warm inside like I would when I drink my shaman water.
3. It's not whiskey.
Just getting drunk. All right, number 3.
Let me let it air out here.
Okay.
It's like a nice glass of wine.
Did you decanter this?
Decanter it?
Decanter.
I would hope so.
Yeah, let it.
We don't want you going through that again.
No fluoride.
It's key.
Gargle.
All right. I'm saying that one is the same as the last one. I think this is also mid-water.
Midwater, okay.
Yep.
Not fountain, not expensive, but
now
mid. So we're on to number 4.
The 4. Parkinson's 4. Okay. That's my good one. I can tell.
That's expensive water?
Absolutely. That's money well spent.
That's okay. From the glacier.
That is absolutely from the Amazon rainforest. Only a certain tribe has access to that water.
Okay.
And finally, number five on the Justin versus Water five. Challenge.
Ugh, getting a little waterlogged here. My pruning?
At least you're going to be well hydrated today. Yeah, you will. This is more water than Ham has drank all year.
That's true.
Oh, he's going and these back are just little shots. You can't go back and forth.
Why not?
It's the same one.
It's the same one.
Is number five? Oh, okay, yeah. You can drink the whole thing. It's a nice serving size.
I'm going to say number five is also mid-water. So I think you did one water fountain, one of my good, and then three mids.
Okay. So you went water fountain, mid, mid, expensive, mid.
Correct.
One through five.
Let's get a drum roll here.
Would you like the results?
We need the results.
How many out of five?
Okay. We'll go one through five.
Okay.
All right. Number one, you said water fountain. The correct answer for number one, that is your expensive water.
Damn.
Really?
The one water fountain you had was the most money you've ever spent on water. Number two, you said mid-water from the break room. The correct answer for number two in that cups was also your expensive water.
Oh.
So you are 0 for 2.
So how did you have an aftertaste?
Yeah.
The first one.
Like, oh, man, that one had a bad aftertaste.
May have been some leftover sandwich rummaging around in my mouth.
Number three, you said mid-water?
Uh-huh.
The correct answer is mid-water.
Oh, look who knows his water. This is like baseball, all right?
Okay.
And I'm in the Hall of Fame right now, hitting 333.
All right, number four, you said, do you remember?
I'm pretty sure I said it was the good one. Yeah.
Expensive water, also. Expensive water.
Okay.
Two out of four. Can you go?
Come on, baby.
Can you go three out of five? Can you win the series?
Can you hit 600?
You said mid-water from the break room. The correct answer, Justin, you get a passing grade. It was mid-water
from
the break room.
I'm still upset that I thought my good one was the worst one.
Game one, you dropped.
Look, yeah, I rest versus rust. I hadn't drank water in about 30 minutes, so I wasn't sure what water even tasted like, so I had to adjust.
So for passing, you get this nice bottle of
the
blue
bottle
water
that I already
from Nepal.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And all the water you want.
Yeah, we have parting gifts.
And the water from this mid-water that's kind of turning brown.
Also brought?
Yeah,
perfect.
You can also take that one.
Now I get to dump all these cups together for a Frankenwater.
Yeah, you don't want to cross the streams, though. We learned that from Ghostbusters. All right, let's real quick. We do have Diamond Talk tonight.
We do.
And Lando just did a backflip because Corey Seager just got activated.
Let's go.
So
the lineup is fixed.
All the offensive woes, they're all gone.
Except for pitching now with Evaldi. We're going to have to
spend a little time
without Evaldi.
Yeah, we had Evo go two innings. He threw 39 pitches. He tried to fight through a sore triceps. He talked about that after the game. And he, along with DeGrom and Malley and everybody's, they've been great on the rotation side. But you knew at some point there might be a situation where you want to rest guys or just proceed with caution. Now, luckily, this doesn't feel like it's going to be an IL stint. However, if it's me and you have all these built-in days off over the next few weeks, let's just skip them once. You got Kamar Rocker coming back. He's got a rehab start pretty soon. Maybe you can bring Rocker back when it's time for Evo and maybe piggyback and just proceed with caution.
And hopefully score more than three runs in a game to try to get a win would be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to see more DeGrom, or excuse me, Rocker when he's right. Get him in the rotation. And yeah, if you have to be patient with Evaldi, you're going to have to do this. Like Bochy said it before the season, with these guys that are in their 30s, DeGrom, you're going to have to be careful with. Evaldi, you're going to have to be careful with. So there's going to be times in the season going to have to skip a start from a guy.
And somehow the bullpen that's been very suspect here the past few weeks, they went seven full innings last night, including three from Jake Latz. And this was a very funny moment afterwards where Bruce Bochy, I guess from what I understand, Emily Jones got in his ear before the game and taught him some Gen Z terms. And he decided to dust one off in the post game.
Coach, I want to start with the bullpen, in particular, Jacob Latz, the performance he gave you tonight.
Oh, he was busting, wasn't he? No, well, I mean, what a job. He came in and...
Well, bring it on down.
He had to backtrack. You should have just doubled down. Like, no, he really was busting, no cap.
Now, bussin' is typically it's, with food.
No, what? No. Bussin' just means good.
Okay.
It means he was really good. Yeah. Jacob Blatts, three innings, no runs. If you give up no runs in three innings, that's a bussin' outing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, some might say fire.
Yeah, I would probably use fire more than I would use bussin', but it is acceptable to use it there. It's fringe, but you can use it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the job done last night, and thank God they scored some runs late, because that game was scoreless. And it was so frustrating to watch the Stars just
crash out,
burn out, and then the Rangers and Jays are just scoreless until Josh Jung actually came through with a big RBI hit. And then they score another run as, for whatever reason, Alejandro Kirk decided to throw down to third to try to get a runner, and throws it into left field. So a nice little insurance run is Robert Garcia. I guess the de facto closer right now, because Luke Jackson had to pitch in the seventh, eighth inning yesterday?
Yeah, eighth inning. And he walked one, didn't give up a run, though.
And, dude, the Jays, they're in a bad way, too. Like, you want to talk about offensively challenged. Toronto's been pretty bad here lately. They just got swept where they didn't score many runs at all. I think they drew like 6 or 7 walks last night, and they couldn't cash in. They were 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position, so at least the Ranger game went quick yesterday, and hopefully we have another quick one tonight as we got Tyler Mahle against Schultz. Schultz is a bit of an unknown quantity, a right-hander. And you
got Mahle, who's pitching like an all-star.
And honestly, this thing feels like a seller right now, and if there is one prime candidate to sell, it's probably that guy who's got an expiring
His
deal.
Worst start of the season was his last start, where he gave up 3 runs.
Oh, my goodness.
The White Sox?
Yeah.